Well, is that a McDonald's located inside that hospital? You may be seeing that right. The McDonald's franchise at Truman Medical Center near downtown Kansas City is one of 26 in hospitals around the country. Does that present an inconsistent message? Even Truman CEO John Bluford thinks so. KCUR's healthcare reporter Alana Gordon filed this story.
It's lunchtime at Truman Medical Center, Kansas City's main hospital for low-income people. Thousands of hungry employees, plus patients and visitors, pass by the eating area every day. You've got two options here. The first place when you walk in is a McDonald's, where Lamaya Emanuel, Jason Davis, Wyla Johnson, and Crystal Shand are having lunch.
I'm having two McChickens and a medium fry.
Quarter pounder.
Fish sandwich and a Diet Coke. I've been craving it.
Fries.
I'm having a double quarter pounder.
For Cameo Berg, whose mom is in surgery, eating that double quarter pounder hits the spot.
If you have a McDonald's or something, you know what there is, so you can get what you're used to. Just make it easy. It's more convenient.
Truman CEO John Bluford has been trying to make nutritious food more widely available. He chooses the hospital cafeteria next door to the McDonald's for lunch.
I think I'm going to have some green beans, please. And I'd like to try the roasted chicken today.
Bluford says promoting junk food in the hospital is a contradiction. Truman now posts nutrition and fitness tips everywhere, and the cafeteria started using less sugar and fat in a lot of the food it prepares.
It's interesting how we've done what looks like hamburgers, black bean burgers and veggie burgers and so forth. It's quite a difference.
Bluford now thinks having any fast food inside the hospital is problematic, too.
When you come in, you could very well be on the way to your diabetic clinic appointment or going to see the bariatric surgeon for your weight problem, and you're passing a McDonald's on the way. That's an inconsistent message.
Bluford says McDonald's has served an important role. Until recently, it was the only place open late. And he says 20 years ago, signing long-term agreements with fast food restaurants was a popular thing to do.
One, because there wasn't the kind of emphasis on healthy eating. And those franchises used to pay a nice penny to lease the space.
But Bluford says the economic benefit from the deal is waning. The lease is up in the next few years, and he says he's looking into replacing the restaurant. The McDonald's franchise at Truman is one of 26 in hospitals around the country. Susan Levin, a dietitian with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, says Truman's changing attitude is a step in the right direction. Levin led a review last year of food options at 110 hospitals.
We were very surprised to see that some of these major reputable hospitals also have as many as 5 fast food outlets on their campuses.
McDonald's says it's proud of its menu and its evolving choices. Choices that can be made into balanced meals and include items like salads. It's not about where you eat, the company said in a statement, but what and how much you choose to consume. Levin says the problem isn't just with the fast food chains. Hospitals' own food options aren't necessarily better.
We've seen a trend of a lot of fried foods in cafeterias at hospitals, like fried chicken bars and country fried steak.
Back at Truman, the cafeteria got rid of its fried chicken bar, but it still serves fried food on certain days. CEO John Bluford says hospitals nationwide are doing more to prepare for changes in the health system that will soon reward places for keeping patients healthy. But within its doors, at least for now, you can still get a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. For NPR News, I'm Alana Gordon.
And KCUR's Alana Gordon joins me now here in the studio. You know, Alana, this is just amazing to me that Truman and many other hospitals actually have McDonald's franchises inside their hospitals. Were you surprised as well?
You know, I was, and I wasn't surprised, because when you think about it, there are 14,000 McDonald's throughout the country.
Yeah.
So
they have to go somewhere.
Sure. But it does present a question and about in terms of what hospitals are, why we go there.
Oh, I think it creates a very big question. Yeah. So, I got the impression from your piece that CEO John Bluford, he seemed pretty serious about getting rid of this thing at some point.
Absolutely. In the last year, he's been taking a lot more vocal, being a lot more out there about junk food in hospitals and in general in the community. And so At the same time, the lease at Truman Medical Centers is for 25 years. So it was signed in 1992. So there's about five more years left on the lease.
Yeah.
And, not quite sure where things are at with that in terms of.
Is he interested in getting rid of the McDonald's even before the 5 years expires?
Not really sure.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
You get the impression, though, that maybe the thought has at least crossed his mind a couple of
times.
Absolutely.
Because also, when you think about it, the space of that McDonald's restaurant, you know, mm-hmm. the hospital's growing. Mm-hmm. The cafeteria is crowded.
Yeah. So. You know, you mentioned in your piece that signing long-term leases at least once upon a time was a very popular thing to do. So clearly here, Truman Medical Center isn't alone, right?
No, not at all. In researching for this story, I talked with the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, which is a major hospital system, and they like to promote themselves as being a huge leader of wellness. They've done a lot within their hospital to promote healthy food and whatnot. And they signed a lease around the same time as Truman, and the McDonald's is still there. You have places like the McDonald's that's been recently closed in Children's Hospital in Philadelphia for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's one that closed quite a while ago, but there was a McDonald's for about 20 years over in what's now Barnes Jewish in St. Louis.
Is there any clause in the lease that would allow Truman to dump McDonald's at any time it wants, or is that also a little bit unclear?
I mean, it's unclear because a lot of times, so for example, when you look at this, I think it's particular to every hospital situation when you think about how leases work in general. So for example, in Cleveland, the CEO there was very interested in kicking the McDonald's out. In fact, in one story I read that 10 years ago, he sent an eviction notice to McDonald's, but there was, unsuccessful in doing so. On the other hand, you have a place like in St. Louis, they were able to reach an agreement before the lease ended. So it really depends on the agreement and the two sides coming together and whether that would work.
But certainly in this day and age, it would seem to me it's a fairly safe statement to make that there is something of an inconsistent message being sent here to have a Max inside your hospital these days.
You know, it's inconsistent, but it's complicated because on the one hand, when talking with Bluford and other people, nutritionists and whatnot, you want to be promoting health and the healing and whatnot. On the other hand, it's a person's choice. There's a sense of, kind of paternalistic. I don't want to be told what to eat. I can make those choices. Also, for example, in Philadelphia with the McDonald's in their hospital, one of the issues that comes up is when you're really sick or when a child's really sick and they're undergoing intensive treatments, they need to be eating something. And there's a comfort in having that Big Mac. And often that's the only thing a child may eat.
And I gather these hospitals, it probably goes without saying, they're making some money off of these leases. This is a cash cow to some extent for hospitals all over the country, right?
I don't know the terms of all of the leases.
Yeah.
But for example, at Truman, the lease there's a fixed rate. Truman is a safety net hospital. So mm-hmm. back in the day, in 92, the lease was signed for an annual rent of about $57,000. And then any gross sales over $1 million, the hospital gets 8% of the revenue.
Hmm.
So there's money.
There's money there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Lana, stick around here a little bit. We're going to turn to what some hospitals are doing when it comes to serving healthy food on their campuses. Joining us now is Bill Barkley. He's General Manager and Food Services Director at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Bill, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Where's the McDonald's located inside Children's Mercy Hospital, Bill?
Well, we don't have a McDonald's.
I didn't think so.
We do serve a lot of food and a lot of burgers, but there is no fast food outlets there as far as a franchise.
Well, why would Truman Medical Center have one, and why does Children's Mercy not have one? Because your need for money that you might earn off something like this is certainly just as acute as what Truman Medical Center is facing.
Well, I don't necessarily have the answer to that, but for the most part, I think Children's has had a history of wanting to promote health mm-hmm. and wellness, and we have to be a community leader, so at some point, they have made the decision not necessarily to have franchises within the facility.
You know, Bill, people don't typically have a very good image when it comes to hospital food. I'm sure you've heard that standing joke a million times. Is that reputation deserved, and is it changing?
I don't think that reputation's deserved. We serve a lot of customer base, and we have a lot of patient satisfaction as well as customer satisfaction. So I don't hear that at Children's Mercy. Maybe that's true in some hospitals, but I don't think it's true at Children's.
Is your food better than what you might find elsewhere?
I like to think that, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our patient satisfaction actually shows that.
Is that unusual in your industry?
I actually think what's happening in the industry is hospital food in general is improving. There's more emphasis on health and nutrition in hospitals, and I believe that that's actually occurring throughout the industry.
Why is it improving? What's causing the change out there?
Well, there's customer demand.
People want healthy
stuff.
They
want healthier foods. There's the need to be competitive in the marketplace.
Does that really make a difference? The quality of the food you serve in a hospital might determine where someone goes to get care for their child or for themselves, for that matter?
Well, a lot of times you don't necessarily understand the clinical care that you're given because it's very high tech, but something that touches every person who walks in the facility is food. So we feed almost every person who walks through our doors at some point during their hospitalization. So that's something you remember.
Mm-hmm. So it does make a difference in your view.
I think so.
Let's get our listeners involved here. If you want to give us your reviews of the latest meal you had inside a hospital, anywhere in Kansas City for that matter, give us a shout, 816-235-2888. Our email address is up to date at kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page. You know, Bill, just in general, how difficult a task is it to prepare all these meals every day for what I assume is hundreds or even thousands of patients and doctors and nurses? It doesn't sound like an easy job.
Well, we do feed a lot of not only patients but staff and guests and visitors, almost 1 million meals a year. And food is all over the board when it comes to patients or the general public's likes and dislikes. So to meet their needs is sometimes difficult. We do try to have a lot of variety in the foods that we serve, but our emphasis is upon having foods that are going to have nutritional value.
Mm-hmm. Are you having to prepare foods for certain individuals, special orders, dietary needs for folks who are in a hospital setting? You would think the demands, the individual demands could be pretty extreme sometimes.
Well, they are. The patients we serve have all kinds of different nutritional needs.
How do you deal with that?
Well, we have a lot of special diets, a lot of special diet foods, and we prepare to order depending on what the diet might require.
And you're able to deal with all of that?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Again, our phone number here, 816-235-2888. How good was the food you ate at your latest visit to the hospital? 816-235-2888, or email us up to date at kcur.org. Jim from Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome, Jim.
Yes, I volunteer at the VA hospital and also at KU Med.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a real comparison of the food. The food at KU Med is really good, and it's provided by an outside company. At VA, their food is not very good at all, and it's a lot more expensive. And I have a real pet peeve about that. I don't know if they let contracts at the VA or what, but they really need to work on that.
Jim, thank you for the call. Bill, do you notice a big range of quality when you do your own personal, I guess, inspection work and compare yourself to the competition out there?
We do compare ourselves to the competition, and there is differences between the facilities. That's mm-hmm. correct. So
you can tell a big difference sometimes.
Sometimes a big difference, yes.
Alana?
Well, yeah, I actually spoke with a nutritionist with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and they, a couple years ago, surveyed about 110 U.S. hospitals, so at least a major one in every state, and they found a lot of variation. So they were pooling in anecdotes from people as well, and so you do find places where there are just some horrific stories of just kind of like mystery meat and gravy, fried chicken bars, things like that. And at the same time, Susan Levin, this nutritionist, kind of likened, from her perspective of wanting to see more nutrition, healthful food available, kind of like the way the movement of school lunches, where mm-hmm. you see a movement.
Yeah.
but it may or may not be the same across the country, but you see kind of a shift in the acknowledgement,
yeah.
The attitude.
Yeah, so you think the food at hospitals is along getting swept up in the wave of healthier food across the country in school cafes and everywhere else, too?
I think you can liken it in that way. And, yeah. For example, this researcher definitely found that, and at the same time also found that she was struck at how unhealthful so much of the food at many hospitals were. So it's across the board.
That's interesting. Back to some phone calls here. Let's go to Ellie from Independence. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, thanks, Ellie.
Good. Hi. I just was calling because I have worked at Children's Mercy since 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you the food's a whole heck of a lot better than it used to be.
So Bill's doing a good job, it sounds like.
He's doing a very good job. Not only do they have to feed people breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you've got meetings going on, and they have to provide snacks for that. And they do a really good job, and it's a good price. So,
oh, good.
I just need him to know that I appreciate him, and a lot of other staff do, too.
Well, Ellie, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Ellie. I appreciate it. Bill, how big is your staff at Children's Mercy when it comes to the food prep area?
At our Children's Mercy Hospital, it's about 100 individuals who actually work there.
Around the clock, I imagine.
We serve food from 6 a.m. till 2:30 a.m. Hmm. So we have three shifts that we serve. And then at Children's Mercy South, we have a staff of around 15, which is it's a smaller facility.
What kinds of special orders from patients might you get? What are you juggling every day when it comes to what certain people might need?
Well, that's all over the board. Of course, a lot of our kids are not eating because they are infants.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of special diets, special formulas for those children. And that's around 135 different special formulas that are either mixed into various formulas or like that. So, but then
what kind of formulas are you talking about? Give us a sense.
Well, it could be formulas that are carbohydrate free or might have be devoid of certain amino acids because of an inborn error of metabolism. Very specialized formulas.
What were you trained to do what you do?
I am a dietitian,
and
I've worked in the healthcare industry all my life. So that was my training.
Okay. Back to some calls here. Mark from Liberty. Mark, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is mainly about economics. If you've got a person who's at the Truman Medical Center having a procedure and they don't have insurance, and they've got family and friends visiting. If you're expected to cater to the needs of your patients and your clients, and they don't have the money to pay for the procedure, but they do have money to go out to eat, you can feed a family of four for $10 at McDonald's. You can't do that at your cafeteria. So if you eliminate that, you're going to not respond to the needs of your customer base. And that's really kind of all I wanted to say. That's why McDonald's serves a primary function in those economic situations, because you can feed a family of four for $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be pink slime, but it's still food. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much, and I'll listen for your response off the air.
Yeah, Mark, thank you. And how does the price of a McDonald's meal compare to what the cafeteria serves at Truman Medical Center?
Sure. So I don't have a price comparison right here.
Yeah.
I definitely spoke with a lot of people who you can get really good deals at McDonald's. I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
When you also look at the hospital menu, it's relatively reasonable in terms of a meal. There's a calorie counter where you can get, you know, under a 450 calorie meal for, I think, about $4.50.
And you can buy hamburgers at the hospital outside of McDonald's, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I would be curious, Bill, from your perspective, how you're able to keep prices competitive.
Well, we keep prices competitive because we actually subsidize our cafeterias. So they're really below our overall food costs. And that's a philosophy that the hospital has adopted. So I would say that actually a hamburger at our hospital would be less than what you would pay McDonald's.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Janet from Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Yes. Hi there.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I thank you for this show, and I want to commend Truman for having the new mobile market I read about. And I also want to connect the things you mentioned about schools, some of their changes in their cafeterias, and some of them are growing food on their own sites, their own properties. And I know that Howard's grocery store right over in that old ice house east of Truman, I think Truman owns that land, and there's a lot of land next to the ice house, and I was wondering about if there's been any thought about planting food there to actually use in the cafeteria.
Janet, what is the Truman Mobile Market? What are you talking about? Alana,
oh,
go ahead.
Well, they have purchased an old city bus, and it started yesterday. It goes to different sites on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, just yesterday, Truman started basically, it's a mobile supermarket where they're going to different sites in the area. And I know that within the next couple months, they're looking at announcing plans for opening a grocery store around 27th and Truce Corridor. It's kind of the idea of like presenting not just within the hospital, but healthy choices outside of the hospital.
All right. Well, Alana, thanks so much for your story. Thanks for coming in today. Bill Barkley, so good to have you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for the update. Bill Barkley is General Manager and Food Services Director at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City.